USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains.
We came into it realizing that everybody's probably doing some last-minute stuff to just not be stressed about it, just to expect the waits and expect the traffic and
some last-minute gift cards.
Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The partial government shutdown continues. 800,000 federal workers impacted, about half that number considered essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents who are on the job and will get paid retroactively. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
There's no end in sight for the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is in Washington, D.C., celebrating Christmas with his family at the White House. Negotiations between top Democrats and the White House are ongoing, but the earliest possibility for a vote will likely be Thursday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News one of the things that should really tick you off regarding this partial government shutdown.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A health warning to tell you about. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, warning about ground turkey meat. There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak across the country. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA Radio Entertainment News now, the King of Atlantis wins the holiday box office by beating out a Transformer and a Magical Nanny. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aquaman, the latest DC superhero film from Warner Brothers, nabbed $67.4 million on the three-day weekend in North America. That gives the undersea hero the U.S. box office crown for the weekend and adds to the film's already huge global total. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns took second place in the weekend box office with a $22.2 million haul. The sequel to the 1964 Disney classic, which stars Emily Blunt as a magical nanny, has so far made $51.3 million around the world. Paramount's Bumblebee, the next installation of the Transformers franchise, nabbed $21 million in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.